Welcome to Emotional Empowerment, a podcast for emotionally sensitive or struggling people who are open to learning how to use your emotions as a spiritual practice. Hi, I'm Michelle Bursell, and I've taught therapists, coaches, and people around the world how to use their negative feelings to heal their life, and in doing so, eliminated their struggle with anxiety, depression, anger, guilt, and more. Ready to turn your negative feelings into your greatest allies? Then let's start your emotional empowerment journey right now. Hello, everyone. It's Michelle Bursell, and I want to welcome you to the Emotional Empowerment Podcast, episode number one, Why You Feel the Way You Do. I am so excited and want to thank you for joining me. This podcast has been something that has been coming through over the last few months to really bring forward to you. I started this podcast because too many people are struggling with their emotions. I think our how to handle our emotions has gotten so confusing. And I really want to give those of you who consider yourself emotionally sensitive, or you are an emotionally struggling person, who I lovingly call my ESPs. I really want to give those of you who are ESPs a different opportunity on how to address your emotions in a positive, life-affirming way. There is so much out there about what we're supposed to do to feel better. You know, do I guard all my thoughts and think positively? Do I only eat certain foods? Do I just allow my emotions to pass through me since they're probably going to be gone in about 30 seconds? Should I meditate, do yoga, both? Should I take psychotropic drugs like anti-anxiety meds or anti-depression meds because my brain chemistry is all messed up? Should I learn more techniques that help me get rid of my negative feelings? There's just so much. And it's really confusing. It reminds me when I wanted to be healthier and I had no idea what to do. My idea of eating healthier was eating lean pockets. It's like, I think that's what they're called. They were like health pockets that you like throw in the microwave and, you know, have all sorts of preservatives and who knows what was in them. I just had no clue. I had to learn another way in order to really fuel my body, fuel what was best for me. But there is so much out there. I didn't know where to start without expert guidance, without someone that could show me the way. And that's what I hope to bring to you, is that there's another way that we haven't considered that is working for people. I feel that it's my job to share that with you because I've been training people all over the world who applied these tools that I mentioned. They've applied, you know, trying to think differently, eating certain foods, psychotropic drugs, meditation. And it's not that those tools are bad. It's just that these tools are not the antidote to your negative feelings. These tools don't resolve and don't answer why you feel the way you do. I'm talking about, this has been applied to people all over the world, all different walks of life, and especially professionals who are dedicated to helping you feel better. Therapists, life coaches, health coaches come to learn about emotional empowerment because despite their training, they're still struggling emotionally, or they're just not feeling as good as they think they should, or they know they've got an emotional block and it's getting in the way of them living their best life. And so I want to share this with you. I want to share what's worked for myself and others because I have yet to support someone where their feelings didn't make absolute sense based on this emotional empowerment lens. I'm talking about women and men who are depressed, suicidal, anxious, people burdened with panic attacks, angry, guilt-ridden, frustrated. It's worked with people who are struggling in their relationships, their careers, with past physical, sexual, or emotional trauma. What these people have learned. And what I hope to share with you is that there's nothing wrong, messed up, or broken about you when you are experiencing negative emotions, even intense negative emotions, even major blocks in your life. It's the feelings were actually working perfectly to help us overcome whatever challenge, whether that's emotional or something external in our life. Your negative emotions are actually working perfectly to guide you. And it's taken people who were really struggling out of that struggle. So this podcast is dedicated to ESPs. That's my acronym for those of you who are emotionally sensitive people, emotionally struggling people who are willing to use your emotions as a spiritual practice. See the ESP there, emotions as a spiritual practice? Yeah, because it's so easy for those of you who are ESPs to think there's something wrong with you. I know you may not be feeling how you want to feel, or you feel that your feelings are too much, or you don't like how they take over. What I know is that being an ESP, trying to fight or get rid of your negative feelings, is freaking exhausting. For me, as an emotionally sensitive person, as a once emotionally struggling person, I felt like I was a dog chasing my tail. I knew every tool under the sun to get rid of my negative feelings. The problem is they kept coming back. So I know this does not work. Some of you may be wondering now who I am, that I work with therapists and coaches, and they're telling me what's going on with them. So let me briefly share with you. So as I've shared, I'm an emotionally sensitive person. I was once very much emotionally struggling. At a young age, a teenager, struggled with suicidal thoughts, depressed, anxious. Of course, this led me to a career to get my degree in clinical psychology. So I stepped in to get my doctorate in clinical psychology. And I think the interesting piece was, as I was going through my training, I started to realize, I'm like, wow, a lot of these people in this program, a lot of these people who are doing this work aren't really happy. So I was all but dissertation, and I came in contact with what was called a life coach. Now, this was back in the day when there wasn't the Life Coach Federation. Life coaches were few and far between. They were just starting to emerge. I met this person, and this person was actually happy. And I was like, wow, okay, so let me be trained by you. And that was my introduction into coaching. I so fell in love with it that I stopped where I was in my traditional training, again, all but dissertation and one internship I had to do. That is when I decided I was going to be a life coach. Now, there were so many of the tools that are popular now today, how to work with our thoughts, how to manifest, and the law of attraction before The Secret was even out. There was all these pieces that were blowing me away. At the same time, while everything that I previously done, my training, I went to my own personal therapy, I had my coaching, I still at times would struggle with my negative feelings, and I had no idea why. I thought I was thinking positively. I thought I was, you know, doing everything right. I was a big meditator. And so it was like, why do these feelings keep getting in my way? That's how I felt. These feelings keep raining on my parade. They come out of nowhere. And I have every tool to get rid of them. But again, they kept popping back up. Maybe it would be a month later. Maybe it would be a week later. Maybe it would be a day later. But I was like, why are these feelings keep coming back at me? So I really struggled with this because I was very dedicated to helping people, and especially helping those of us who emotionally struggle or are emotionally sensitive. So I kind of had this freak out moment where it was the dark night of the soul, because I realized that everything that I was doing did not help me understand why we feel the way we do. And I knew there had to be a purpose, but my freak out was like having a conversation with God. having a conversation with the divine, which was, you know what? I am no longer going to help anyone until I understand why we feel the way we do. Because yes, I have all these great tools. I've got a degree in clinical psychology. I'm a life coach, can guide people into meditation and spiritual tools as well. But if I don't understand why we feel the way that we do, I feel like a fraud. And I'm not going to say that I can help people if I can't understand this emotional piece. So I'm saying this to you nice now, but I was like wigging because my whole career, my whole life, my whole investment, time, energy, and money was into emotional health and well-being. So I was basically like, I'm done. I threw up the white flag to the divine and I was like, I don't know what you're going to do with me, but I can't do this anymore. It was the next morning that I got woken up at 4:30 a.m. by a voice telling me to go to my computer and write. Now, this was very early on in my career. I wasn't really on my computer much at all. And more importantly, I think, was the fact that I had twin sons that I just got sleeping through the night. So it wasn't but like a few weeks that I actually got to sleep past 4 a.m. I was able to wake up at 6 a.m. instead. And now I've got this voice telling me at 4:30 a.m. to go to my computer and write. And I'm like, voice, you need to leave me alone because all I want to do is sleep. But this voice kept kind of pecking at me. It's like, go to your computer and write, go to your computer and write. And I'm like, gosh, darn it. I'm like, I'm not sleeping anyway, so I'm going to go to my computer and write. And it was one of those where I was like, literally, I go to my computer and I'm like, now what? Because I have no idea why I am awake, why I'm being told to go to my computer by this voice. And by the way, this voice is not like, oh, go to your computer and write. It's not this angelic voice, not that my little singing voice right there was angelic at all, but it's that voice, you know, that voice that tells you in the middle of the night, like, hey, did you lock your door? Or, oh my gosh, you forgot to call your mom and it was her birthday. It's that voice. Same voice. It's now guiding me to start writing about our emotions and our negative feelings. And how our negative feelings are actually tools to help us feel better. So this happened every day for 9 months straight. No alarm clock, 4:30 a.m. would hit. And I was told by this voice to go to my computer and write. And I had no idea what was really going on. I'm like, okay, I'll just follow orders from this voice. What was really powerful for me was a day when I woke up and I felt anxious. And there wasn't anything particular on my mind. There wasn't any racing thoughts. I just woke up feeling anxious and off. And I would usually write for about 45 minutes, an hour. And that day, of course, I was guided to write about anxiety. And at the end of that little writing session, I felt peace. When I really felt it, I was like, oh my gosh, whatever is coming through is powerful because it took me from this anxious state to a state of peace. And that is what our anxiety is actually there to help us do when we understand it, when we can work with this energy rather than fight against it. So this is when I started to be like, wow, you know, nothing's ever worked for my emotions, really, to get to the core of it, to really shift them for me. And this is working for me. I'm willing to take on a couple more clients now. And lo and behold, clients started coming to me. People started sharing with me that trying to do this emotional empowerment process was their last resort. They've tried everything under the sun and nothing worked for them either. And lo and behold, people who were suicidal, people with panic attacks, it was working for them too. And then around 2015 was when I started to get clients that were coaches themselves, health coaches, life coaches, and they started to ask me, can you train me in this modality? And that is when I created the International Institute for Emotional Empowerment, where you get certified in this emotional empowerment process. And I'll share with you more about it. You can see more about it on our website. It's IIEE.training. But this is where we started to get a lot of support from other people in the personal development community who also started off on a process where it wasn't widely understood. It went against the grain, but eventually they were able to show, and enough people experienced it where they saw the power in what they were doing. I'm talking about people that are part of our faculty, like Bernie Siegel. Dr. Bernie Siegel started off with doing, he was a medical doctor doing prayer and with his patients, and all the other doctors were, you know, looking at him sideways and like, you're a nutcase. And now, of course, we have the science to prove that prayer can be helpful in our healing. That's what I'm suggesting to you, that this work goes against the grain. It's not what is commonly out there. It's not understood yet by the majority. But this is our opportunity, that especially for people who are struggling and the common modalities aren't quite working for you, this is a way to understand yourself and your emotions from a place of love and from a place of empowerment. And what I've been guided to understand and share is that the issue has been that you will struggle when you don't understand what your emotions are trying to tell you. So think of it as if you only speak English and your emotions are trying to communicate to you in Spanish, or vice versa. Say you only speak Spanish and your emotions are trying to speak to you in English. Without proper translation, the message gets lost. And that's what I see, is that the message of each of your emotions has totally become lost. And without this understanding, we are a society becoming more and more lost. Our emotional well-being is suffering now more than ever. The latest research by Gallup was on emotions. They literally call it the Gallup Global Emotions 2019, because it's an emotional piece that we're missing. We want to look at it as mental health and mental and our thinking, but we're missing the emotions. But not Gallup. They're like, we are going to study what we are feeling, because this is what is not being fully addressed. The Gallup measured the negative experience index, which was measuring how many negative emotions experienced. And this is remaining at a record high in 2018. So it's a 2019 study that was showing the results from 2018. What stood out was that anger increased by 2 points, hitting a new high. Worry and sadness, which were already at record levels, each increased by 1 point from the previous year. Other recent studies have also indicated that what we're calling stress, for 73% of people, is actually unprocessed feelings such as anger, anxiety, and sadness. And in the past 15 years, the number of people seeking treatment for depression in the U.S. has doubled, and 90% of those people leave with a prescription for antidepressants. Men suffer depression equal to women when the choice of alcohol is removed. So a lot of times what we see as alcoholism is actually what's underneath that is depression. Women are twice as likely as men to have anxiety and panic disorders. More than 30,000 heart attacks each year are triggered by trying to control our anger. And meanwhile, we have 80% of drivers admitting to angry behaviors. So through this emotional empowerment podcast, I'm here to be your guide to how we can shift this, and really to be your guide about the lost language of your emotions. So if you are open and ready, I'll take you on a journey where your negative feelings become your greatest allies. We as a whole, as a society, have mistaken a great friend as our foe, one of our worst enemies, which keeps you fighting your feelings. But what we all know is that what we resist persists. And the more we treat your negative feelings like they're a nuisance, the larger they get. Statistically, it's clear we aren't doing a great job of feeling better emotionally. We've gotten our emotional health backwards. So it's not just me saying this. It's not just statistics saying this. It's actual people who have been trained in modalities to help you feel better that are coming to me and saying, wait, even though these trainings have been helpful, they are missing the emotional piece. They're not addressing the emotions head on. And it feels insulting to my clients who are in real emotional pain to tell them to just feel it and move on or change their thoughts. I'm talking about therapists, health and life coaches, hypnotherapists, biofeedback specialists, spiritual Reiki masters are saying something is missing. That even though I've changed my thoughts or my diet or applied this tool that I've been trained in, and it's helped, it's reduced symptoms, I still struggle with my own anxiety or depression. So again, I believe in whole health. I personally meditate, do yoga, eat clean, have a positive outlook on life. It matters. But what I experience, what I'm hearing from the general public, from those in the helping profession, it's just not the direct antidote to addressing our negative feelings. So I don't want you to feel like you're going crazy trying to do all these things and you're still not where you want to be emotionally. So if you or someone you know is an ESP, and by the way, many of our kids are, I want to give you another option. You feel it out. You see if it fits for you. Now, I've been teaching this model using emotions as your ally, but I haven't gotten into much about the spiritual component. But the spiritual piece can't be ignored anymore. It's really important. In fact, the word psychology back in the 1600s originally meant the study of the soul. Today, psychology is about the study of mind and behavior. And in an upcoming episode, I'm going to share more about how there's billions of dollars at stake by trying to keep it about the science of your mind. So stay tuned. It's going to be a very powerful episode because with leaving this spiritual side out, we're missing the opportunity to know the deepness, the depth of the truth of who you are. And that's what I really feel this work is about. I skim the spiritual side so this work wouldn't seem so woo-woo or out there, so people couldn't reject this proven modality because of the spiritual side to it. I also didn't want to offend people with what I believe, which may be different than what you believe. But without including the spiritual lens, the depth, the richness is missing. And personally for me, a significant part of myself is missing because I've always been a super spiritual person. It's very significant to this work because it all comes from divine love. That is the message I was getting woken up with for 9 months straight at 4:30 in the morning. Everything is divine love. Every part of us is divine love, which is why when this work began, I was teaching us how to shift from feeling all lowercase letters to feel in a lowercase, which is the unaware, unconscious side to how we feel, to learning how to feel all capital letters, feel as an acronym that stands for feel every emotion as love. Divine love is coming through, is coursing through our emotions. Now, I believe divine love comes through as an expression as both feminine and masculine aspects of the divine. Emotional empowerment is not just the lost language of our feelings. It is the lost wisdom of the divine feminine. This divine feminine energy is guiding you back to your truth and your soul's purpose. None of us have been taught to listen to her. It's how we've treated the feminine for years. We've dismissed her, ignored her, seen her as less than. But the approaches without her are leaving many people struggle, cut off from our truth, and unable to change areas of your life that are important to you. So while I haven't ignored this divine feminine wisdom, I haven't showcased her, celebrated her unique wisdom, knowing and understanding. In other words, I haven't given her credit where credit is due. And what I know to be true is that she needs to be seen, heard, and understood like never before. So what I'm asking you to do is take a chance on her. Take a chance in how this divine feminine wisdom coursing through all our bodies has a very significant purpose in our lives. Each emotion you feel is a signal telling you not only what is off, but also what you are being called to internally shift to align your truth with your desires. We're being shown the way, emotion by emotion, moment by moment, feeling by feeling. Your emotions are not the enemy. You feel the way you do because you have beliefs and reactionary behaviors deep in your subconscious that are working against your truth and desires that are causing you pain and unease. So trying to address what's happening in your subconscious mind through your conscious mind, such as changing your thoughts, does not work. In an upcoming episode, I'll share why that is. Think of it this way. Just like the body has physical pain signals, when the physical body is in a state of distress or unease, so we can attend to the root of the pain. It's the same with our internal emotional body, right? So we have physical pain to let us know, whoa, we've got to figure out what's going on with us physically. We don't try to ignore it. We don't try to feel that physical pain for 30 seconds and let it wash over us. We've learned to listen to our physical symptoms is a way our body communicates to us when something's off. Your emotions are simply a form of communication to let you know what is going on with your emotional and energetic body is off. And then how exactly what you need to do to help you live your life with greater ease. That's what this is about, greater ease. So of course, if you miss the signal, the emotional signal, the signal says, I got to get louder to get your attention in order for you to be willing to see and do things differently internally. Once you act upon the signal, the negative emotion dissipates on its own because it's no longer needed. You got the signal. It goes away. There's no fighting it. There's no fighting your feelings or any aspect of you. Instead, you're guided to understanding, clarity, greater self-love, which creates greater peace, confidence, and ease. For those who have been willing to try this, this divine feminine wisdom has led both women and men from all spiritual beliefs. It doesn't matter what your spiritual or religious background is, because it's really the language of love. And it's led them from anxiety and panic to peace, from unhealthy relationships to truly experiencing love, from depression to finding their inner joy again, from doubt to confidence, from spinning their wheels to clarity, from financial struggles to wealth, from weight struggles to knowing how to fuel yourself internally with what you're really hungry for, from lost to found, from misunderstood to received. Because through divine love, you are always being guided back to you, your beautiful, perfect soul. And your soul came here for a very specific reason. And when we don't understand our emotions, it feels, like I said, for me, it felt like my emotions were getting in my way. They were raining on my parade. Little did I know they were teaching me how to grow into the person that I needed to be in order to fulfill my divine purpose. That's our spiritual evolution. And it's not about remaining in pain. We are meant to receive the abundance of divine love in all ways. And through emotional empowerment, you learn to use your emotions as the ally they were meant to be. Which means not only is it possible for you to experience a level of inner peace that you didn't think you were capable of having, but areas of your life begin to line up because you are lined up with your truth. So I invite you, my invitation as we close today's podcast is a few things. Number one, put away all the tools you've been told to use as weapons against your negative feelings. Put the weapons down and instead contemplate what it would be like to receive your emotions from love. Now, this is a process. This is not a magic switch that turns off your negative feelings that all of a sudden you start experiencing them as love. It's a process. It's a skill, an ability to build love, peace, confidence, ease in your life instead of fear, lack, doubt, and struggle. This is a process to support your own unfolding into your unique expression of you that was put on this earth for an important reason. My invitation through the Emotional Empowerment Podcast is to teach you a feminine approach where you learn how to receive your feelings as a tool for spiritual growth. And that growth is to know thyself. So my second invitation is, how do we start to open ourselves to this feminine energy? Feminine is all about receiving. So if you're struggling in any way being able to receive love, wealth, health, how can I be a better receiver for what life wants to offer me? And through this process, again, not immediately, but it's about shifting from fighting and pushing away feelings that we don't like to receiving your feelings and understanding the wisdom. My sincere hope is that this podcast can be a part of the dissolving of the emotional pain that so many are experiencing. And you being here is a huge part of that. And I thank you so much for that, because no action is too small. Just like when we love Mother Earth, we take a small action. If we see garbage, we pick it up. If we care about our emotional well-being, others' emotional well-being, I invite you to keep opening yourself to this process. Keep coming to these podcasts. Share them so that you and others can receive this loving, empowered, spiritual approach to your feelings. In the meantime, I'll share with you this quote from Gnostic text, which I'll paraphrase, but basically says, "I am the perfect day, and within me dwells a light that does not fail. This is for you to know that you are the perfect day. Every day you are the perfect day, and within you dwells a light that never fails. That light may be clouded over. It may feel like it's in a tunnel, and any negative emotion you experience is a sign pointing you how to take the next step to shine more brightly, how to be in alignment with the light that you are." Thank you so much for joining me and listening. I can't wait to be with you in our next episode. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Emotional Empowerment Podcast. If you've enjoyed the program, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes to help us spread the message about how to use your emotions as a tool for spiritual and personal growth. To receive free training and emotional empowerment, visit www.iiee.training. That's www.iiee.training.